Hello, hello, everybody. It's Trevor alongside my beautiful wife.
Oh, hello there.
Ava. And welcome to episode 5 of Trevor and Ava Save the World, a weekly podcast where Ava and I chat about entertainment, interesting news, finishing up with some audience advice. You too can be part of the show by simply emailing us your comments, questions, and concerns to advice@trevorandava.com. If you like that, please feel free to subscribe or follow on your favorite podcast service, or leave us a thumbs up or a 5-star review. But enough of that, on to the show. What did you want to talk about this week, Ava?
So today we're going to do a... How well do you and your significant other really know each other?
It's like a quiz?
It is a quiz.
All right, what are the rules?
You win a prize. Well, I don't think there is really... Oh, here, there is rules. Okay, it says, check each other of the details you're absolutely sure you know about your significant other. At the end, you'll get a score out of 50. Share your score with your partner, who will then take the quiz, checking off all of their the things they're absolutely sure they know about you. Whoever has the highest score wins. If there is a tie, congratulations to you both.
But then it's like making a competition between us.
It's always a competition.
Okay.
That's what's exciting about a couple.
The key to a healthy relationship is to be competitive with each other constantly.
Yeah, I mean, we don't have to, you want to keep score? Because I'm gonna win.
All right, we can keep score. You can
okay.
Put down like the letter T and E for each one. Okay. Either of us can
start.
Okay.
Sounds good. Ready?
Let's do it.
You wanna read it or do I read it?
You can read it.
Okay. Question number one. Astrological sign. I know it.
You're a Cancer.
You're a Taurus.
So we both win that one.
Whee! So T E. Middle name.
Andreina.
Ross. We got it. Parents' names.
Yours are Adonolis and Carlos.
And yours are Janet and Richard.
Yep.
And then your stepdad, Mike.
Yep.
Okay. This is like, we should have taken this quiz for our immigration. The names of their siblings, if they have any.
Your brother is Giancarlo.
Yeah, and yours is Alex, Mallory, and Cassidy.
Correct.
Mine was easier because it's just one name. Birth order.
You're the oldest.
I am. You're the little one of your parents' first marriage. Of your mom's first marriage. The name of their pets, if they have one.
Ooh. I mean, we don't have pets right now.
No, it says if they had one.
So if the they pet, had one?
Yeah.
Luna?
I mean, I had Luna, but yeah. That was like both of our pet.
I don't remember your dog's name. I never met the dog, but...
Yeah, I don't remember your dog's name either. But I know you had a golden retriever.
True.
See? That counts.
But you had a German Shepherd.
Okay, that counts. So and I know... and there is the cats...
Yeah.
Two cats.
But you don't know their names.
There's one kitty called Kitty.
Well, that's not mine. I never lived with that cat.
Okay, and the other one is called Molly?
Molly's the one that's dead.
Oh.
I don't think you ever met her.
No. Okay, I don't remember this
one. But you got one right,
at least. I got one right. So, do we put Trevor and Eva or just Eva?
I'll just give it to you. You can win that one.
Okay. The name of their current pets, if they have them. We don't have any pets. Favorite movie.
You know mine.
I think yours is Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yep.
Yay!
Which one?
I think you like the first one.
Yeah.
And the second one.
The first one is my favorite. For you...
Every romantic comedy.
I'm trying to think. It's not the Sex and the City movie.
No.
I have to say, it's not The Notebook. Because that's too sad. I'm just going to have to... It's either... can we say Leap Year? Is that?
Oh yeah, I like that movie.
Is that like one of your favorites?
Yeah, that's one of my favorites. I don't think I really have a favorite movie.
What about P.S. I Love You?
I think I prefer Flip.
Leap Year.
The Leap Year. Yeah.
The other one I was thinking was The Holiday, but I think you like Leap Year better.
I don't know The Holiday.
The Holiday, that's the one where... What? That's the one where, like, somebody from L.A. goes to, like, Ireland or something, and the person from Ireland goes to L.A.
Oh.
Okay, never mind.
So I like Irish movies.
Maybe.
Maybe that's a sign. Maybe you should take me to Ireland. Okay. I'll give it to you, but I don't really think I have a favorite movie. I think I like all of romantic movies. Their favorite TV show.
Well, I know yours.
Which one?
Hyman.
Hyman?
How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah, I like that one. I also like Jane the Virgin.
It's either How I Met Your Mother or Friends.
Yeah.
Are probably your two favorites.
Yeah, I think How I Met Your Mother. I like that one. It has... It's funny and it's cute and it's weird.
Do you have any guesses for me?
I think you like all of the anime shows. Oh, I know. The Silver Metal. The Alchemist?
Full Metal Alchemist.
Full Metal Alchemist.
Yes, that's the one I was thinking of, so you'll get that one.
Yay!
We both got it.
Travelized anime. He likes cartoons. Their favorite book. We're not really book people. Are you a book person?
I'm an audiobook person.
Is it like the Game of Thrones books?
I did listen to the first one on audiobook.
Okay.
But that's not my favorite book. I don't like it that much.
Oh. I don't know your favorite book. I've never seen you reading a book.
Yeah, I mean, I really like the Dresden Files series on audiobook. Mm. But of books that I actually read, I'm not sure. It would have to be, like, the Bartimaeus trilogy or, like, Frankenstein. I like those. For you, I really have no idea.
Yeah, I don't really have a favorite book.
I'm not sure if you've ever read a book, to be honest.
I have read books. I had to read books for school. We had, like, for literature class. But I don't really have a favorite
book. I remember when we first started dating, you told me at one point that, I just bought this new book that I really wanted to read.
Oh, yeah.
And then you never read it. But I thought to myself, she's so...
Oh,
she's so well-read, so sophisticated, reading books.
Well, I was lonely in San Francisco, so I had to read books.
Until you met me.
I read the, and it actually made me cry, The Fault in Our Stars.
Okay.
That one is nice. It's pretty. It's romantic.
I never read it. The movie was boring.
Oh, yeah, the book is way better than the movie. Their favorite band.
Favorite band. I know mine.
Do you know yours? I don't know yours.
I mean, I guess does like a single singer count? Because for you, it's all just guy singers.
I like Guaco.
You like Guaco, but they're not your favorite.
Mm-mm, where are they?
Maybe like Maroon 5.
As a band.
I mean, there's like Bruno Mars or Michael Bublé that they're just like a single person. They have a band.
And Jason Mraz.
Yeah.
And Fonseca.
And Los Invisibles.
Los Amigos Invisibles, that's a band.
Yeah.
Wait,
you didn't guess mine.
I know, I don't know yours, because you have such a weird music taste. Because sometimes you like your jazz brunch.
I'm very all over the place.
And then sometimes you like K-pop.
And yeah, sometimes I listen to like anime theme songs.
And sometimes you listen to movie themes, like the Pirates of the Caribbean theme.
Like orchestra.
Playlist. Yeah. Oh, I don't know. Do you like the Final Fantasy Symphony?
Yeah, but it's not a band that I was thinking
of. It is
of.
A big band.
It's an orchestra.
It is an orchestra. No, I don't know your favorite band.
I would have to say Matchbox 20.
Really?
Yeah.
That's like country.
It's definitely not country.
Is it not country?
No.
I'm thinking of country. But am I thinking of country? It's definitely not country. That's the guy that's married to Nicole Kidman, right?
No.
What is he saying?
Isn't that like Keith Urban?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's country.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know. Okay, well, Trevor wins that one.
Yeah.
Their favorite food.
Well, mine's pretty easy.
Is yours burritos?
Burritos?
Bean burritos?
Oh, well, actually, yes. If you had to get very specific, I was just going to say meat, but...
True. Taco Bell.
Taco Bell bean burritos.
Yeah.
But how do I customize it? Do you know?
You don't put sour cream.
I don't put sour cream?
You put sour cream?
You don't know. I don't know if this counts.
Well, you always go by yourself to Taco Bell.
I do minus red sauce plus sour cream.
Oh, okay.
They don't come with sour cream.
I knew there was a sour cream thing. Okay.
And for you...
You also like a tapas.
For you...
And tequeños.
For you, I'm going to say popcorn.
Yeah, I like popcorn.
Yeah.
I like snacks. Okay. We both win that one. Their least favorite food.
Least favorite?
We can say a thing.
Like, a what?
It doesn't have to be a meal. Yours is avocado.
No, that's not true. That's wrong.
It's not your least favorite?
Nope.
Really?
Nope.
There is something you hate more? Caramel.
The thing is, I don't hate avocado.
Caramel.
I just don't prefer it. No. You lose.
Oh.
You don't know it.
But you eat everything. Literally, you eat everything.
But there's things I specifically don't like.
Oysters?
Yeah.
Okay.
Probably would have been it.
Okay. Oysters, I win.
No. Too late.
I guessed it.
No. I don't know. I don't just want to steal your oysters and say that, but I feel like that might be it for you.
Yeah, and yeah. Anything that has really spicy things.
Well, you can make anything spicy.
Oh, so we both lose.
No, only I get that one.
What?
I said oyster.
Okay.
That was the first thing
I
said.
But I gave you the clue. That's their preferred pizza toppings.
Ooh. You like extra cheese and mushrooms.
Ooh, very specific. And olives. You forgot the black olives.
Well,
if
it's like one of the ganga, that the deal, that it's a large with one topping,
mm-hmm.
I do the mushrooms.
Yeah.
But if it's two toppings, we'll do it with the olives.
I do like mushrooms. And for you, bacon or meat, sausage, any meat.
Yeah, I go with the whatever
meat lovers. Yeah.
Whatever kind of meat they have.
Their favorite soda. I don't really drink soda.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm not sure you have one. I mean, can we say strawberry flavored bubbly?
Yeah.
Okay.
And for you?
I do have a favorite soda.
Yeah. It's either root beer or Pepsi Max.
Pepsi Max, yeah.
Yay. Those more. Their favorite alcoholic drink.
For you, it's a gin hito.
Ooh, what's a gin hito?
Or a frozen margarita, but...
Yeah,
you know.
I think a frozen margarita.
Yeah. Not everywhere has them, though.
No, I know. And we live in Florida. They're supposed to have them everywhere.
You would think.
It's hot here. For you, it's Jack and Coke.
Yep.
Their eye color. Don't look at my eyes.
You are brown / hazel.
Ooh. Yours are grayish blue.
Sometimes green.
Sometimes up. Wait, I can only say one color.
You said two.
Oh, true. No, that counts as
just
one.
Oh, okay.
One
grayish
color.
Blue. I get
grayish
it.
Blue.
I get it.
Yeah. Or maybe I should say blue-gray.
Or grayish blue-green, because blue-green is a color, right?
They're like dusty blue.
Okay, dusty blue. Okay. See? Like a dusty rose?
Yeah. Where they grew up?
You grew up in Barquisimeto.
Yeah, and you grew up in Sackville, Wisconsin.
And?
In Port Washington.
Yeah.
If they're a cat person or a dog person, or both neither? We're a dog person. People.
Yeah. More dog. I like my cats fine, but they're boring.
You also get allergies from them.
Oh, that's true.
So I don't think that's a good idea.
Who their best friend is? For you, it's Kathy.
Yeah.
Who's my best friend?
I don't know. I guess I think you have...
Yeah, I'm not sure. I have like a few that are equal, so...
Yeah.
Oh, I have my answer.
Is Cassidy your best friend?
No.
Your little sister?
No. You're my best friend.
Oh.
So you lose.
I'm your best friend,
You're my best friend.
Oh.
So you lose that one.
Okay, so you got it right. You're my best friend, too.
Aww. Aww. So sweet.
How they take their coffee?
You take your coffee with cream.
I don't take cream. I do almond milk.
Well, milk, whatever.
That's not the same. Luz, you like it black. You like it dark. You like it strong.
Like my women.
So I get that one right because you got almond milk. I never bought cream in my life since we lived together.
Well, that's what I meant.
Mm-mm. Their favorite season. Ooh, so many seasons in Florida.
Oh, true. I don't know. I mean... If we're talking about Florida seasons.
No, I think like...
Just like the general idea.
Yeah.
For you, I think it's probably spring.
Oh, no, I like fall.
You like fall? Okay. Yeah. That was my gut response, but then I thought, but she likes pretty things and there's flowers in the spring.
Yeah, but I like to dress fancier.
Yeah.
I think for you, spring.
No, I'm a fall too.
Oh! I didn't know that, but you get cold the time.
I like being cold, but then bundling.
Okay, so
up.
Neither of us gets the point. Their dream job.
Do you know mine?
I think your dream job. Well, I don't know the specific. I think you said like. I mean, I know it's video game related to working a video game company, but is it like Blizzard?
Oh, like a company. I mean, Blizzard is definitely up there.
Okay.
I like almost everything they make, so.
Okay, well, to work in the video game business.
Yeah. Specifically, I'd want to be like a game producer.
Mm-hmm.
Which is kind of what I am right now, but in a different way.
Well, dream big, babe. What's mine?
But I want to be like a game producer on like a AAA game.
What's a AAA game?
AAA is like the huge games that like everybody knows about.
Oh,
okay. Like it's like millions of people playing.
Okay.
For you, I mean, you'd want to like own your own fashion brand.
Yeah. The worst job they ever had.
Well, you've only had one job, so I guess it's your current job.
I don't hate it.
I know, but it's the only one you have.
Oh,
so.
Okay. So I don't have.
It's the best and the worst.
I don't have a worst job ever. For you, I mean, like, probably working at McDonald's when you were little, when you were in high school, but maybe your last month at EA, too?
I'd say McDonald's.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I got it right.
Yeah. Yeah, I liked working at EA. There was some stuff I didn't like about it, but...
Their favorite sport teams, if they have one.
Your favorite sports team is the Fighting Amigos, the Venezuelan national football team.
The Fighting Amigos? It's called La Vino Tinto.
See, I was close.
Yeah, sure.
Red wine, Fighting Amigos.
No, I don't have a sports thing.
Well, if you had to pick one, it would be that one though, right?
Yeah, I guess.
Viste.
But it's not called the Fighting Amigos.
The national football team.
Okay. I mean, that's not fair. For you, I mean, I guess the cheese people.
The cheese people?
The...
What sport does the cheese people play?
The football team for the Green Bay.
Green Bay.
The Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, there you go.
Yay.
Good job.
Only Eva gets a point. Okay, you can get a point too. What their allergies are if they have any.
I think we both have like a dust allergy, kind of.
Yeah.
But what about me? Anything else?
You get sinus infections.
That's not allergies. What am I allergic to?
You're allergic to me. You're allergic to work, to waking up early.
True. I feel sick. It's too early.
I think dust and pollen.
Is that it?
Oh, you're allergic to cats.
Yeah. Yeah, when I go home to the cats, I get really allergic.
Yeah. Their biggest celebrity crush. I know yours. It's Anna Kendrick.
No.
No? Oh, I know. Oh, what's her name? Oh, no. Jessica Alba.
Yeah, that's it. I'll give it to you. Took you two guesses, but you can have it.
Well, you like the other one, too.
For you, I mean, I think it's always been Adam Levine, but I don't know. There's a bunch of guys that you think are cute.
Bae.
What?
It's obviously...
There's, like, the Ryans, and there's the...
No.
What?
It's Chris Pratt, obviously.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess I lose.
Eva got it right. Whether they can roll their tongue.
Yeah, you can.
No. Wait, how? Oh, yeah, I can.
Yeah, we both can.
But we have to see it to believe it. The name of the first love.
You're my first love.
Oh, you're my first love, too.
Aww.
The name of their favorite coworker.
Your favorite coworker is, I guess, Darivar.
Ah, oh, she's all right. I think I get along with all...
Not all of them, but...
One stars.
I just feel like she's the only one you hang out with outside of work, so...
Yeah, and we have the Hispanic bond.
Yeah.
Because she's Latina.
But I know you like your team.
Yeah.
What about me?
Oh, yeah, about you.
I have...
Are you sad that you're... The way is leaving you.
Oh, yeah. We're losing a team member this month, but...
Was he your favorite team member?
I don't know. Was he?
That's he was the only guy in your team. Like, your team team.
I don't count as a team member?
You don't count? I mean, besides you. Uh-huh. He was the only guy besides you and your team.
So answer the question.
I think he was your favorite coworker.
You think so?
I don't really know, actually.
You're incorrect. I get a point.
Who's your favorite coworker?
I'm not going to say.
Well, how am I supposed to know?
Because what if they listen to this?
Oh.
I don't want them to fight over me.
Oh, my God. They're going to send you gift baskets so you can give them a raise.
I don't have raise power.
If,
so.
If they're left-handed or right-handed.
We're both right-handed.
Right, yeah. That's a dumb one. I'm literally writing right now. What their names is. Oh, what their nickname is, if they have one. Yours is Mr. T.
That's definitely one of them.
Floricita. And Trev. No. Everybody calls me Evita, babe.
Yeah, Evita or...
Evis.
Or what was the other one? Didn't people, like, call you Epa? I like to get your attention. I know that's like a thing you say in Spanish, but
Eva.
I know, but I thought somebody like they were specifically saying to you, Epa.
Epa, you say it to everybody.
Okay.
Like pay attention.
All right.
I am more for this. So I get a point. Well, wait. Their favorite school subject.
What was yours?
Yours was.
What? I was trying to trick you.
Yours, I think, still is sky related.
Sky related?
Science related. Astrology. No astrology.
I was going to say, it's definitely not astrology. We didn't talk about that in school.
Space.
Astronomy.
Astronomy.
Yes.
astronomy, and you went to nerd camp.
For you, I guess it would be art.
No, actually, I liked...
You can't say I'm wrong on this one. You went to art school.
I know, babe, but I didn't have any art classes when I was in school.
Okay, well, like in high school?
I like chemistry.
Yeah, I was going to say science.
Yeah. Well, I didn't have a choice.
I'm just saying, for all of your, like, 8 years in college, you took only art classes.
Oh, yeah.
So.
But was it sewing? Was it art history? Was it...
You did an anthropology class,
too. Was it anthropology? Mm-hmm.
And I did all your homework.
Hey. I help. Their last favorite... So you just get a point? I get a point. Their least favorite school subject.
Your least favorite is math.
Yeah, I don't like math.
Yeah, you hate math.
I don't hate math.
No, you hate it.
I know how useful it is in life. I appreciate it. I don't love it.
How many times have you used the quadratic equation since you left school?
What's your least favorite one is? PE.
No, I really like gym class, actually.
DIY classes.
DIY?
I don't know how you call those classes.
Oh, we only had like a month of that class.
You probably didn't like any class that was like that you needed to get your hands dirty, like with paint or with Play-Doh, things like that.
Trying to think. What didn't I was a big nerd, so it's hard to think of something that I didn't.
I liked it with my classes. This teacher always gave me a star.
What is that voice?
That's you as a nerd.
Oh my god. I didn't love like reading classes. Mm-hmm. But I was very good at it.
Oh, I'm so good at reading.
Where, like, literally, I would like, have my head down, like, sleeping with my eyes closed in class. And then the teacher would call on me, and I'd, like, put my head up, answer the question, and go back down.
Are you a genius?
I mean, I did that a few times, and
then...
Are
you starting to say that you are a genius?
I did that a few
times. You're not saying no.
I did that a few times, and then she stopped calling on me, because she knew that, like, I knew what we were talking about.
Oh my god, okay.
And she, like, let me play Tetris on my calculator and sleep or whatever I wanted.
Okay, well, I guess I don't get a point. Only you get a point. Mm-hmm. Their biggest fear?
Your biggest fear is trichophobia.
Yeah, I guess. But that's a phobia. That's not a fear.
Literally, phobia translates to fear of...
True, you're a nerd.
Yeah,
your biggest fear might be losing me.
No, that's incorrect.
Aw, babe, that's not your biggest fear.
No.
Is your biggest fear to... Anthropophobia is not my biggest fear. My biggest fear is to die while childbirth.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what my biggest fear is, but... I don't know, it'd be something along the lines of...
I think getting shot, because you always dream about getting shot.
Oh, no, that's not my biggest fear at all.
No? Oh.
It'd be, like, dying alone or becoming, like, super poor mm-hmm. or something. I don't know.
Okay, well, we don't get a point. What year they graduated high school?
You graduated in 2010?
Yeah. You 29?
Oh,
2009.
Yeah.
Even though we're the same age. What year they graduated college? You 2013.
You 2014.
And 2016.
And 2016.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I have a master's.
Okay, so fancy.
Yeah, for master's. Do they like camp? Do we like camping? You don't like camping.
You hate camping. Well, yeah. You've never really camped, but you don't like the idea of it.
I will be up to glamping.
Okay. But you got mine wrong, so take that point away. I love camping.
You do?
Yeah, I love camping.
But we never go to camp.
Yes, I know, because you don't like
it. We don't even own a tent.
Yeah, but I like it.
Well, you should show
me. I'm not sure if the audience knows this about me.
Oh, prepare. Brace yourself.
I'm an Eagle Scout. So, I think that's all the evidence we need.
Oh, babe. When we get lost, I'm the one that gets us out.
When have we gotten lost?
Never, because I'm the one that reads the map.
The only one that gets us out is Google Maps telling us what to do.
And who reads it? Eva. Their favorite ice cream flavor. What's your favorite ice cream flavor? I think chocolate mint.
Mint chip.
Mint chip.
Yeah.
And le mot?
Le toi. I'm not positive. I know you like pistachio a lot, but I'm not sure if that's your favorite.
Yeah, I like pistachio. Okay. I'll give you the point over there to be nice. If they like their ice cream in a cone or a cup?
I think you like it in a cup. Or at least that's how you usually get it. I'm not sure if that's because of the calories from the cone.
Yeah.
But you prefer the cone?
I prefer the cone.
Because it's crunchy.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think you like a cup.
Yeah, I like a cup.
You actually like those large, the tall cups.
Yes. Yeah, I don't love the cone because it can like crack and get all over you.
If they like spicy food.
Neither of us like spicy Mm-mm. food.
Which... okay, we're almost done. If they're vegan or vegetarian, well, Trevor can eat a whole cow by himself, so...
Let's just say, if you don't know this about your partner, that's like an issue. Like, this is something that comes up on a first date.
If they prefer cake or pie, I think you like cake with milk, but you also like a tart with fruits.
So what's my preference?
I think cake in a bowl of milk.
No, I like pie better.
Oh, no. But I do like cake, too.
But I like pie better.
Okay, let me.
You, it's cake.
Yeah, I like cake. If they prefer their cheeks to be tucked in or on top at the end of the bed.
Like the just the sheet?
Yeah.
I mean, we don't really use the sheet.
But it's tucked in.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess tucked in for both of us. I don't really have a preference.
I do. It has to be tucked in.
Okay.
Their favorite swear word. I don't really swear. I swear.
I think for you, you say damn it sometimes.
Yeah, but it doesn't really mean anything.
Yeah, to me. But I feel like that's the one you say the most.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, so naughty.
Once in a while, you'll say something's bullshit. But that's rare.
You don't swear it either.
Yeah, I'm not sure like what my favorite would be.
Yeah, I don't know. If you do, I ignore that part of you because I want to see you perfect, babe.
I am perfect.
Their phone number. So we're not going to say our phone number, but I don't know your phone number.
Yeah, I was going to say, I definitely know yours because I type it in all the time. But
my phone number is way easier than yours, so it's not fair.
How is it easier?
I know the three first number. I know your area code number.
How is your phone number easier?
Because I know it.
Your phone number is so much more random than mine.
Okay. So, wait, do I have to count or... Okay, I'll do.
Count how many that only have a T and how many that only have an E.
Okay. Only have a T?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Okay, so I got 6 that you didn't. How many just E's are there?
1, 2. Just 2, 3.
Alright.
So I win.
I don't know about this counting here, Eva.
What do you mean?
Alright, so E's, there's 1.
1.
2.
2.
3. 4.
Okay, 4. So I win.
No, I win.
Why?
Because I had more points than you. That's how it works.
I had
seven that you didn't have.
Okay. So, you win.
Yay, what's my prize?
Dinner.
Okay, what's for dinner?
Thai food.
Thai food? What are we gonna get?
But we don't get spicy food.
No.
We're gonna get chicken curry.
For you?
And for you? You like chicken curry too, but it has pineapple.
No.
And beef. You like both of you?
Then it's not chicken curry if it has beef.
Okay, you like curry.
What
pineapple
kind of
curry?
Pineapple curry with beef, yeah.
Yeah.
But I also like pad see you.
But you like pad see you.
Pad see you is probably my favorite, but I don't know, there's something about the pineapple curry.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. We like Thai food. Well, okay. That's about...
The only other thing that I wanted to talk about... In our section about us.
This is more about Trevor.
Well, I'm just very excited about it. I got an Oculus Quest, which is a VR headset this week. And I've only gotten to use it a little bit. I did, like, the tutorial games, and...
You got a bruise on your face.
It didn't make a bruise on my face. Can you still see it?
Mm-hmm.
Nuh-uh.
Mm-hmm.
But I did hit myself in the face while I had it on. But I was playing a game called Beat Saber. It's like a rhythm game where you have lightsabers and you slash blocks that are coming towards you with the beat. But it's pretty fun, and it was a decent workout. I'm excited to try it out more, but I'll have more to say once I've gotten the opportunity to try out some more games. But I'm excited at the possibilities.
I'm a little worried. I arrive home and I hear this loud music like, Trevor! Trevor! And then he's just like bouncing in the middle of the living room. I'm like, Trevor, what the heck? And then he couldn't even hear me, so I'm a little worried about this situation. Mm-hmm. And well, then when he took it off, he had a bruise on his face.
Just from hitting myself once. But it's cool. One thing that I think is really cool is there's like a bunch of apps, like even Amazon Prime, that you can have like you put the headset on, you turn on Amazon Prime, and you get this like theater size screen in front of you. And you can even like lay down in bed and just like be resting on the pillow looking at the ceiling. And you have like a theater size screen playing your TV show or whatever, which I think is pretty damn cool.
Yeah. I mean, I think that part is cool, but let's see.
And there's some apps that you can, like, be at concerts. So, like, you can go to, like, a Maroon 5 concert, just, like, in the headset.
Yeah.
And you're like, in a spot in the audience or in the stands.
You can do that, and I can just punch you. So, you can it feels like a 4D experience. I'll punch you, throw water at you, like, sweat.
Maybe don't do that stuff. But
then it's a real experience, babe.
That's I have to say, that's the one thing I'm afraid of with using it, is Ava messing with me while I'm in, like, my virtual world. She's going to start, like, tickling me.
Despicable? No. I'm mysterious.
Mischievous.
Okay. Well, let's see how... Well, you can report for that next week. Hopefully you don't crash against the walls.
I probably will, but we'll deal with that.
Another bruise in your face.
And now it's time for entertainment.
Entertainment in Hollywood.
And at home.
And at home.
All right, so this week we went to see the new release. Which I never actually watched the real show, but
you didn't?
No, I mean I probably like
you
saw
did,
it on.
Don't lie.
I didn't watch it.
You knew the name of the fox. I didn't even know the name of the fox.
His name is Swiper. You say Swiper, no swiping.
In Spanish, he's Zorro. Zorro, no te lo lleves.
I like Swiper, no swiping better.
Although he's a fox.
I have to say, he was definitely the weirdest part of this movie.
Well, when the movie started, they did say that the fox is not real. Thank God they clarified that.
Yeah. Yeah, that was the weirdest part. So, it's Dora and the Lost City of Gold, which I'm curious if that hints at there being, like, future Dora movies, where, you know, each one will have their own, like, tagline. Dora and the Mysterious Egyptian Tomb, or, you know, something like that.
I don't know.
I mean, I could see there being more, but...
I mean, it's a very kids movie. Like, from the trailer, I wasn't expecting that to be this kid-oriented movie, but it is. Like, it is for kids.
It is, but I think it's also, like, making fun of that. Like, it's very self-aware that, like, this was a thing for kids, and then, like, we're making fun of that the whole time. But it is very, like...
I guess if you see it with sarcastic eyes that you have.
It doesn't really have any, like, mature...
Nothing. Well, it's also Nickelodeon. Nickelodeon has, like, weird cartoons.
True, but it, like, there's no violence in the movie, really.
Yeah, they don't even show skin, because when they're dancing at the end, like, she's wearing an under t-shirt.
She's wearing an undershirt,
So she didn't even show her belly.
Yep. So the movie stars Michael Pena as Dora's dad, Eva Longoria as Dora's mother, Isabella Moner, is that Dora?
I guess.
I think that's Dora, but I'm not sure. Temuera Morrison... Benicio del Toro, and Benicio del Toro is Swiper. Eugenio Derbez, which is the...
Alejandro. He's a very famous Mexican.
He's the parents' friend.
Yeah.
I don't know who Adriana Barraza and Corianca Kilcher are.
I guess those are the friends.
I guess so.
They go alone in this adventure.
So the description is, Dora, a teenage explorer, leads her friends on an adventure to save her parents and solve the mystery behind a lost city of gold. So it's kind of like they're going after El Dorado, but it's Parapata,
right? So it's supposed to be this city in Peru, but they really filmed the movie in Australia.
Yeah, but it's all the same.
Yeah, it's supposed to be Peru.
It's all Earth.
It's not the same, because they're actually talking about the Incas, which they're in Peru, so they could have filmed in Peru.
You're, like, from Peru. Is Parapata a real thing?
I'm not from Peru.
Close enough.
But I don't know if Parapata is a real thing. Probably not.
Yeah, it seems like a dumb name.
But I don't want to say yes.
It seems like a silly name for something that would be real. Because that translates to, like, for the foot, right?
Yeah.
Or is it something else?
I mean, it could be, like, Inca language. I don't know.
Okay.
What do I know?
All right, so our thoughts on the movie. I really liked it. It is, like you said, clearly very, like, silly and, like, over-the-top silly in how immature everything feels. Like, there's no violence. There's nobody getting hurt, really. Like, the only time people are, like, attacked, it's with, like, sleeping gas.
They were throwing arrows.
Yeah, but then nobody got hit, right? So
I guess
I don't think there was any blood in the movie.
No.
Even at the end, there's a scene where a guy, we thought he, like, fell down a pit, but then he doesn't, and then he gets just, like, taken off,
true.
Just as, like, a prisoner, and we don't see what happens to him other than he's just, like, a prisoner.
Mm-hmm.
So. There's nothing, like, bad that happens to anybody in the movie. I really liked it for what it was. It's, like, very self-aware with the silliness, and it, like, plays on the things that you see in, like, the cartoon. Like, it's all there. They make fun of, like, her backpack and the map and the monkey boots and stuff.
And they do, like, oh, so yummy, delicioso. Can you say delicioso with me?
Yeah, is it where she looks at the camera? That sounds really funny.
So that's just like in the cartoon.
And the best part of that is that, like, the parents are there, and they're just like, what's she doing? She'll grow out of it.
He eats and he's like, delicioso.
Yeah. And then there's just some things they throw in there, like Michael Pena has a scene where he's explaining to Dora that she's going to hear dubstep when she goes to America. And then he like,
big boss,
sings the dubstep.
Yeah.
Go get it!
Yeah, I mean, they pick really funny characters.
Yeah. Yeah, I think as far as like an adaptation of Dora into like a live action movie, this is pretty much perfect.
Yeah. And they had a big Hispanic actors and actress. I mean, Dora is supposed to be Mexican, right?
Yeah, they included Diego, who's like the cousin. Were they ever in the show together, or it was just two separate shows?
I think they did a crossover, but I think there were two shows. Because then Dora is more like girly, and then they made up one for boys.
Okay.
Which it was the same thing.
Yeah, it was just like...
Oh, and then, yeah. They included a cartoon, remember?
Oh, yeah. There's one scene where, like, everybody becomes a cartoon.
Yeah.
Which is kind of funny.
Yeah, it is funny.
But yeah, I think the execution was pretty much perfect. It's very, like I said, very self-aware. It knows what it's doing. It's being silly with it. And just adding in some jokes here and there. I think it's a little bit better. Because we saw it at the same time as Fast and Furious, Hobbs and Shaw.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's a little bit better than Hobbs and Shaw. As far as, like, an execution of a movie. Because Hobbs and Shaw, it was very self-aware in that it's, like, we're just action and fighting and cool and cars.
Yeah.
And we're just going to do that. And it did that pretty well. But I think that one also went, like, a little bit long, where, like, the Dora one was pretty much perfectly paced.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. I mean, it was just, like, very kid-oriented. Like, there were lots of kids in the movie theater, and I can see the kids that were having fun and they were dancing. Compared to The Lion King, which was supposed to be also for kids, and kids were, like, falling asleep.
Yeah, they
crying.
Were super bored, yeah.
So, yeah.
They were, like, running around and, like, Mom, can we go?
So, I guess it pleases every age in the audience.
Yeah, I thought it was great. I don't necessarily think they should do more of them. I think it's fine if they just do this one and let it go. Because I don't want it to get...
Does the world need more Dora?
I mean, if there is another Dora, I think it's going straight to DVD. Not because it's bad, just because it doesn't need to be a franchise.
Babe, Dora is already a franchise.
I guess kind of.
Do you know how much Dora merchandise there is?
No.
There is a lot. The Dora, a stuffed animal.
Plush.
There is backpacks, there is lunch boxes, there is everything for it to go to school, clothes. I guess.
But, like, it doesn't need to be, like, a movie franchise.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. Who knows? It wasn't bad. It was good. I enjoyed it.
Yeah. I just hope, like, at the end of the movie, it was very... They did, like, a musical number.
Oh, yeah.
Which was very... It felt very Disney Channel original movie.
Yeah.
It was like I was watching High School Musical all over again.
Yeah, I think that was my least favorite part. Like, it wasn't necessary.
Yeah. And it wasn't even, I don't know, it didn't even, like, fit the story.
Well, it's because I think it's the song that they have in the cartoon, because it's like, we did it,
Yeah. And I guess it's, like, the celebration of making, like, a live-action Dora, but I don't know, it felt a little weird.
It was almost like Bollywood. Dancing.
Yeah, kind of.
Oh, it was enjoyable.
Yeah. All right. Moving on to TV shows. What have we been watching, Ava?
We've been watching The Spanish Princess. Should do a Spanish thing.
I don't think I can do the Spanish accent, but...
Yes.
You can do it for
do
us.
Do your thief.
The Spanish princess.
The Spanish princess.
I just sound like I have a lisp.
Me too.
Is that how Spanish people talk?
Yeah.
Alright, so yeah, what did you think of the TV show?
I like it. I liked it. It's a history show. Taking into modern TV adaptation. Because it does say that they change some historical reference for the purpose of the TV show and to add drama. But it is good. I mean, I didn't know it took Catherine de Aragon so long to marry King Henry.
Yep. The description on Amazon Prime, it's available on Amazon Prime and I think...
Starz.
I think Hulu as well, if you get the Starz subscription, because it's a Starz show. And the description is... The Spanish Princess is the vivid and captivating reclaiming of Catherine of Aragon's story, which has historically been overshadowed by her infamous marriage to King Henry VIII. So this is kind of before King Henry VIII.
Yeah, so these will be before, like, if you ever watch the show The Tudors, it will be before The Tudors, like, before the show started, because then I think they show his other five wives, but he actually has six wives, and Catherine of Aragon was his first wife, and he was actually married to her the longest.
Yeah.
I think it was from, like, it was, like, 20 years, or 15 years, compared to the other ones that were just, like, a year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think this show is actually in, like, a little bit of a series that Starz is doing, because we saw they had shows The White Princess and The White Queen that were on before this. I guess it's, like, a little bit of a series that they do. We haven't seen those ones, but
yeah,
not sure if it's related. But this is starring Alicia Borrachero, Laura Carmichael, or Laura Carmichael.
Oh, more!
I just assumed...
Your Spanish accent.
I assumed it was Laura. Because it's Spanish.
You can say Laura.
And Daniel Cerqueira? How do you say that? Cerqueira?
Cerqueira.
Cerqueira. Daniel Cerqueira. You do it for me. Thank you. But it's another show that's only 8 episodes. So more of like a mini series. I'm not sure... I mean, it's history, so I don't know if we can really call it spoilers, but it ends with her becoming the English queen when she marries King Henry VIII. So I don't think it's, like, something that'll continue, so I guess it's more of a mini-series.
Yeah, I mean, unless they want to do their marriage story and, like, how it develops. And
yeah.
Because the whole thing about King Henry VIII is that he wanted a song, right? Like,
bear me a song.
Yeah. So that's why he kept marrying all of these wives, and actually he's the dad of Queen Elizabeth. So that's why Queen Elizabeth became the queen, because she was the only daughter.
Yep.
He had more kids, but they were illegitimate. They were illegitimate kids, so I think only Queen Elizabeth was the legitimate child.
Yeah, I don't remember all the details.
And her mom was Anne Boleyn.
Anne Boleyn, yeah.
Yeah.
Which is Natalie Dormer in the...
The Tudors
show, I think.
Yeah. It is an enjoyable show. You learn some history. They have nice fashion pieces.
I didn't actually like their fashion.
You didn't? Do you think it looked cheap? Do you like more the ones from Rain?
Yeah, I mean, so I like the stuff from Rain better. I imagine the fashion in this show was more historically accurate.
Yeah, the one from Rain is altered.
Yeah. And you even said that some of the stuff she wore was, like, new.
Yeah, like her wedding dress, like, for Rain. Uh-huh. She was wearing I think it was a Carolina Herrera dress.
Okay.
Or an Oscar de la Renta, one of those.
Yeah.
And
Rain was a CW show, so
yeah.
It's, like...
Teenager-focused
stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was really good. The acting was really good.
Mm-hmm.
It was super believable. Like, way better than I expected for just a random miniseries, but... And I didn't know any of the actors, so that was kind of cool. The guy that plays Prince Harry, who becomes King Henry VIII, he looked familiar, but I don't think I've seen him anywhere else. He kind of looked like the Fantastic Beasts guy.
I bet. It's just because he's ginger.
Yeah.
And you're being racist.
Against the gingers?
Against the gingers.
I'm not against them, I'm just saying they look similar.
I mean, they do look similar.
Exactly.
But I've never seen him before either.
What's the name of the guy in Fantastic Beasts? He looked kind of like Eddie Redmayne.
Okay.
With less freckles, and honestly, I think he was cuter. If I had to give a professional opinion.
Oh, okay. They're about the same. Yeah, it was a good show. I recommend it. It was entertaining. It only took us like a week to see the whole thing.
Yep.
And just because we're just watching it at night.
Although I was surprised. I mean, I didn't read anything about the show before we started watching. And I thought it was going to be about, like, a princess living in Spain.
Oh.
So that's why I was a little bit surprised.
Yeah, because he's called the Spanish princess.
Because she's from Spain, but she goes to England immediately.
Yeah. Did we watch another show?
Oh yeah, we watched another movie on on Prime Video called Serenity.
Oh true. That was a little freaky.
It is. It's Matthew McConaughey and Anne Hathaway are the stars. The description is, a fishing captain's quiet life is shattered when his ex-wife ensnares him in a heinous plot to murder her new violent husband. And it's like a kind of like a suspenseful movie, and it has some like weird stuff that happens. Overall, I'd say it's a bad movie.
You think? It's yeah. Very slow.
It's very slow. I feel like it takes itself too seriously, where it's like, oh, we're so insightful with this thing that we're trying to show in the movie. And it's, I don't know.
Yeah.
It felt way too heavy-handed.
Mm-hmm.
There's like a twist at the end that it just doesn't make sense with how they put everything together. And it's like kind of confusing how you're supposed to find emotional weight in it.
Yeah.
But the main idea of the story is Matthew McConaughey is trying to like go after this fish, and you know, he's trying to be like
a tuna.
Yeah, big tuna, and he's trying to like be a successful fisherman and boat captain.
Well, so he's kind of broke, so he yeah. needs some money.
Yeah, he was living in like one of the storage container things.
Yeah.
Or something, on top of a hill, and then his wife comes into town and. She wants him to take the new husband out.
Can't foresee $2 million.
Yeah, to take him out on the boat and dump him off the side. But yeah, not a great movie. It's interesting. If you like Matthew McConaughey,
I mean, it has a twist, but it just takes so long for them to tell the twist
the payoff isn't there. It's not like,
yeah.
It's not like, whoa, that's amazing. It's more like, oh,
yeah,
they did that. That's weird.
Yeah, because it's just like maybe 30 minutes before the movie ends when you're like, oh, so yeah. It wasn't what I think it was.
Yeah, and it just kind of feels weird after that.
Yeah, I mean, you can watch it and like find out for yourself
yeah.
if you like it or not. It wasn't bad. For me, it was just very slow.
Yeah, and I feel like it'd almost be better without the twist if it was just the plot of like, oh, he's like a struggling fisherman. He's like determined to get this one fish. Mm. The ex-wife shows up, wants him to kill her new husband.
Yeah.
I feel like that's just an interesting story by itself.
Yeah. And like you kind of like I guess if we watch it a second time and we probably pay attention a lot, we can probably see why the camera is doing that, like the twitching of the camera.
Mm-hmm.
But once you see, like when you see it the first night, you're like, is that a mistake in the
TV? Yeah, there's some weird stuff.
Yeah.
So, you can give it a watch if you like Matthew McConaughey and Anne Hathaway. I feel like Matthew McConaughey is, like, very good in this. Anne Hathaway, she gives, like, a very stiff performance, but I don't know if that was, like, directed, like, they wanted her to be like that.
I think, yeah, because, I mean, she's a great actress.
Yeah, I think she's a good actress. So, maybe just how she was directed in this movie, she feels very...
Well, she's supposed to be this rich housewife.
Yeah.
But she's also being attacked by her husband.
But also, based on the twist, might have something to do with like how she's acting, too. So.
Oh, true, because she... Really?
We don't know. So, I don't know. But yeah, so it's interesting. Worth a shot if you like the actors.
Yeah.
Personally, I don't think it's a great movie.
Hmm. What year is that movie?
It's from this year.
Oh, from
it's new. Yeah.
2019. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, people can see if they like it or not.
All right, yeah. Let us know what you guys think about Dora, the Spanish Princess, and Serenity.
Yeah.
Are you tired of having to maintain your carpet? Do you keep getting stains from pets, babies, or your messy friends? Do you want your carpets to have that brand new look when you're hosting your next party? Get disposable carpet. Simply throw out your old day-old carpet and place a fresh disposable carpet once daily, and all of your friends will be jealous. Take your home to the next level with disposable carpet.
Thank you.
time for some news. This is the Trevor and Ava Report.
Reporting live.
Today on the Trevor and Ava Report, we have five items.
Dun, dun.
Item number one is ketchup karma.
Ketchup karma?
Did you see this?
No. And the first time I'm reading this.
So there was apparently somebody at a restaurant. They stole a bottle of ketchup off of the table
mm-hmm.
when they were leaving.
Just like the ketchup that's sitting on the counter?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I think it was like 2 days later.
Well, you stole those. They watered down those.
We're getting to that. Do they water it down?
Yeah.
Really?
They're gross.
Oh, that sounds gross. I hope they don't do that.
They do that, but I don't like ketchup anyway.
So 2 days later, they got two ketchup bottles left on a table with a note.
Mm-hmm.
And so the note said that this person had stolen the ketchup.
Okay.
Because they had never done anything like bad in their life.
Oh.
And they were like, oh, this would be like kind of badass if I stole this ketchup right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's like bad, but like I'll feel cool if I do it.
It was a dare?
I don't know if it was a dare, but they stole the ketchup. And in the note, they explained that he stole the first ketchup because he wanted to feel like badass and because he had never done anything. Well,
oh.
Actually, no, they think it's a she. Because of the handwriting. She had never done anything
guys
wrong.
Guys have pretty handwriting.
That's true. I don't want to judge. She had never done anything wrong in her life, so she wanted to do something exciting. So she stole a ketchup, and then immediately somebody hit her car. She explained this in the note, that somebody hit her car, and her life and luck has just been terrible ever since she took the bottle of ketchup.
Was it? No poison. Curse. What's a curse?
I don't think it was cursed.
It was the ketchup curse.
It could have been the ketchup curse.
This is what happens. Ketchup shouldn't exist. If you want to eat tomatoes, just slice a tomato.
Don't be a ketchup hater. It doesn't taste anything like tomatoes. It tastes like salty, sweet something.
If you wanna do that, take a tomato, blend the tomato, and then add a little stevia.
Add sugar.
And then that's it, your organic ketchup. And imagine all the plastic you can save from the world. It used to be, glass that you had to like flip it and heat it.
Super hard to get out, unless you know the secret.
What's the secret?
You treat it like a car crash. The ketchup goes toward the point of impact. So you hit it against your hand with the cap.
Oh yeah.
It's a secret.
But still, then if you want to pour it, then a whole thing will come off.
That's true. Anyways, so this person, their life and luck was terrible since they stole the ketchup.
Mm-hmm.
And they decided they needed to return two ketchups to get their luck back.
To undo the curse. The ketchup curse.
Because they were getting bad karma because they stole the ketchup. And it was kind of funny. They put this on social media, the store that this happened at. And Heinz posted on Twitter like an open call for the person that did this to contact them, and they'll like pay for her car repairs.
Aww.
So that's cute.
So maybe it was a curse.
It might have been the Heinz ketchup curse.
Yeah. Aww. Well, maybe this is a lesson that you shouldn't be stealing. Mm-hmm.
Do you believe in karma?
I believe in karma. Karma is a bitch.
I don't believe in in karma like...
Like how Hindus?
Yeah, I don't think it's like a separate entity or force or something in our lives. But
I believe in the, if you do something bad, it's gonna reflect in your life.
Yeah, I agree that just in general, if you're doing negative things will happen to you. I don't necessarily think the ketchup and the car crash are connected.
Probably not.
But... You know,
I mean, if you take it into like a zero God, 100% science, she was probably so nervous that she stole the ketchup and her heart was rising so hard that she didn't even realize when she was waking up from the parking lot and driving really fast because she was really nervous because it was her first time stealing something. So obviously she'd crash.
Yeah, that
because
that could
she wasn't
be it.
Paying attention.
Yeah, I think in the note she said that somebody hit her, but that's what everybody says.
Okay, well.
It's never my fault. But yeah, I don't think karma's a thing, but I think there's something like karma that...
Watch out for karma.
...happens.
I mean, it's just the thing that if you do bad things are going to happen to you.
And if you do good things,
it should reflect good things in your life.
Yeah. Like if you treat other people nice, yeah, other people will treat you nice.
Yeah. I agree.
What's number two on the Trevor and Ava report?
Dun dun. Delta Superfan sale. So the Delta Airlines has a monthly sale that they sell whatever is left from their old planes, old clothes like that the stewards of war, trays from the airplane, whatever they have left from an airplane that they want to throw away or it's not useful anymore to put into a new plane. They have this storage place in, I think it's Atlanta, they said. And they do it every month and people go crazy buying. They buy airplane seats, they buy the little carts that go around the airplane to give you food as a bar as a bar for their house. They show the story of that guy that he bought first class airplane seats and they cost about like a row it will cost about around $500, and then he bought a airplane toilet, so he installed the whole like full toilet with everything like the little cubit thing in his basement, so that's his man cave. Yeah, I don't know, I mean it's weird.
Yeah, I don't really understand why.
I mean, good job Delta for like creating this business, because yeah, nothing is going to waste.
It's a good idea from Delta, but I don't understand why people would be like a super fan of Delta.
I know, especially Delta, like they have clothes as a Delta or like hats as a Delta. I mean, even the chairs.
Yeah.
They say Delta Airlines, and I don't know.
Yeah, like unless I worked at Delta for like 30 years, maybe I would do something like that.
Yeah.
But otherwise,
I don't know. And then the report was just saying that people will travel. I mean, I never heard of it. I don't know how popular it is. Apparently, it's like really popular. They said that people travel all the way to Atlanta to go to this garage sale. They line up 3 hours before the warehouse opens and try to get the best things they can. And they did say that the profits from the sales goes towards the Delta Museum for aviation. So, I mean, that's nice.
Not they have like a museum?
Yeah, a museum. Delta has a museum. So, I don't know how much Delta actually reuses into their planes, but they said that most of the sales go toward the museum and to aviation programs. So, that's nice.
Yeah, I guess that's good.
Yeah. It's just a quirky news.
Yeah.
It's weird. It's weird to see that people are spending money on thin like the chairs in a plane. Like how many people sit there? Like I don't know, like what use? Like I don't know. It's just
yeah,
weird.
As especially like the bathroom that you know like all manner of people have gone
God.
Through.
Bathroom airplanes are like are probably the grossest thing.
Yeah.
Actually, they did a study and the grossest thing in a plane, it's the head recliner. Like the back of the chair.
Does it have lice?
Like they put that this UV light thing that mm-hmm. they can see all the germs and everything. It's like the grossest thing. Like, gross.
I guess that maybe they don't clean them?
I mean, just imagine like if somebody goes on the plane and they, yeah, they probably don't clean it. And they have like something in their hair, or lice, or dandruff, or
oils.
Yeah, so yeah. That all that thing stuck in there. It's just gross. But yeah. And then people are buying those chairs.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, the bathroom one is weird.
Yeah.
I don't understand. Like, even if you replace everything, then that's like, what's
I mean,
the
I'm
point?
Sure they sterilize it and make it really
But
clean.
Even then, I don't know that I would want to use that.
Yeah, I don't know. Well.
Anyways, number three on the Trevor and Ava report. Last month, Elon Musk announced a new company called Neuralink. And I just thought this was interesting. I hadn't really heard about it until this past week. But he announced that he's setting up a company that they're making a brain computer interface, and what they've showed us so far is something that they have to implant in your brain, that it's like electrodes that connect to your brain that let you interface with a computer somehow. I don't get like how they figured out what parts of the brain would be best to attach it to like you think about something and something happens maybe. I'm not sure the extent of like what the connection is.
Oh my god, what if like I always wanted when I was studying fashion that if there was something that I can just plug into my head, sketching my brain, and send it right to the printer. That'd be cool.
Yeah, definitely. Just not having to do the execution with your hand.
Yeah.
Just being able to imagine something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that'd be good for me too, because like I can't draw. I can imagine things, but I don't have the drawing skill.
Oh, yeah. That would be cool for people that don't have drawing skills, but they have a good imagination.
Yeah. And apparently when he announced the company, he was saying that one of the reasons that he wanted to move toward this was because he was concerned about computers taking over. Because he's talked about this in the past where like robots and AI would take over if we continue in the direction we're going.
Yeah.
But he said that he thinks it would help if people had like an interface to the computer's home turf, quote unquote. But I feel like that doesn't really make sense. Because I'm like, what if the computers can like attack our brain directly through this machine that we're putting in our brain?
Yeah, or it falls into the wrong people's hand too. And then they can change your
brain. They can like hack your brain?
Yeah, or they can change the way you think and put ideas in your head.
Yeah. I mean, obviously we don't know to the extent of like what the connection is. But it's weird. It's definitely not something that's going to like catch on and be a thing really soon. I think I saw pictures that they were testing it in like mice and connecting it to mice brains and stuff.
Oh, poor mice.
But yeah, I'm interested to see where it goes, but I doubt it's going to be like a consumer product for a long time.
I mean, it is interesting. There is people buying Delta equipment. So I think people might buy that too.
Yeah. Yeah, but I like Elon Musk's style where he's trying to be like super advanced.
Hmm.
Where like the electric cars, and then he was kind of the one that started like the self-driving car push.
Okay.
And he's very future facing. And with his company, The Boring Company.
The Boring Company?
It's funny because boring has two meanings. It's boring like
boring.
So bored, but there's boring like drilling holes.
Oh.
And that company was set up to like drill holes under LA to make like a subway system.
Yeah.
Which is another like lofty goal. And how have you seen like the video of how they imagine it working?
Yeah.
Where there's like platforms and like parking spots.
And then the car just goes down like an elevator.
It goes down to this like super underground highway thing that takes you where you need to go.
Especially in LA, that is so delicate with the sand and draft fault. Like, you don't want to mess with the wrong thing.
Yeah.
Like, drill through the fault. I mean, I'm sure they're not going to drill through the fault, but you don't know. It might touch something that makes it move.
Yeah, and I think they are still working on that idea, but I'm not sure if that's going to end up quite as they
imagine. Or, like, you don't want to be underground and there is... Or do you want to be underground if there is an earthquake?
I think not, but...
I don't know, though, no.
Is that more earth that can fall on you?
Maybe not.
Wouldn't you want to be upstairs, like,
but
in
then
a field?
But up, there is things that fall on you. Yeah, you have to be, like, in an empty field. Yeah, I don't know. Not a seismologist. Number 4 in the Trevor and Eva report, we have a fashion news. So, the plus-size fashion business is thinking about adding a higher price to their plus size items, since it's like apparently I'm sure it costs them more money to produce because they have to use more fabric because it's plus size and it has a big demand. So apparently about 200 million people alone in the US buy plus size clothes. So when they say plus size, it's from size 12 and up. Which plus size, size 12 shouldn't be considered plus size, to be honest, because size 12 is not, I mean, it is big, but it's not like you're morbidly obese.
Yeah.
You're just like chubby.
Yeah, when you said that number, 200 million, I was like, oh, that's over half of the U.S. population, which was surprising, but I guess it depends what they call plus size.
Yeah. So a lot of brands are debating if they should start charging more, although when the plus size movement started, they all agreed that they shouldn't, that they were not going to charge more because it's just an, I mean, they're just attracting more customers, so they're still making more business to their, more revenue for their business. So, but now they're, since it's making, since they have lots of customers, they might want to take advantage of this situation and charge more. Or it's cost, like, it can also be the vendors, like the production side that is charging them more. So the only way for them to get the money back is to put a higher value to the item. And you were mentioning the fat tax.
It's like a fat tax.
Yeah.
If you're fat, you have to pay a tax for your clothes.
Yeah. And this is mostly for fast fashion. So we know most of fast fashion is, I mean, I would say like 98% is made in China.
What's fast fashion? I don't know what that is.
Fast fashion is like really cheap fabrics. And like it will
like
be
Walmart?
I mean, it can be Walmart or even like Amazon, all of those Chinese sites. Like Shein, ASOS, those are fast fashion. Even Old Navy is considered fast fashion. H&M, Zara. It's anything that is not going with the runway.
Mm-hmm.
It's not considered couture, high fashion. Anything that will cost maybe from $10 to $60.
Okay.
So fast fashion is the ones that want to charge more for the items. And brands already, like brands like Old Navy, they're already charging more for their items that are size 12 up. I don't know the percentage of how much more they're charging. It might be just like $3 more or $5 more. But the interesting thing about it is that Old Navy is only charging for the women's plus size, but not for the men's. So it makes you just think that they're just taking advantage of the situation. I mean, it's still taking a lot of material to make the men's. I would think even more because men's are bigger and taller, right? And if you're obese or you're bigger, gonna take way more fabric than a lady.
Yeah, I was just thinking that maybe it's just because the you don't have to change as many measurements of the clothes for the men.
Yeah, I guess it's easier to make, and then
because women
it's
have like more
out.
Women have more of like contour and complications to their clothes and stuff.
Yeah, it depends how many darks you add, and like because the men's it's just grading out the pattern.
Yeah.
I mean, for women, still the same thing, grading out the pattern, but you might need to change where the seams fall.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, it's just, I mean, it's not, I think it's not fair. Like, I understand the company side, because they still want to make money, and
yeah,
they want to have profits from these items, but I think they're also taking advantage a little bit, because, I mean, we see all of these skinny people, but we know it's not the majority in the world.
Yep.
So, that's my fashion news.
All right. And item number 5 on the Trevor and Ava report. Universal announced that they're going to be opening a new theme park in Orlando.
Oh, which one?
It's going to be called the Universal Orlando Epic Universe Theme Park.
Wow. When is it opening?
They just announced it, so I'm sure it's going to be a while. I'm not sure if they gave an actual date. But
what rides are in it?
So I think they released a picture of it. I know there's going to be a How to Train Your Dragon section. And I think there's going to be like a Fantastic Beasts Harry Potter section.
So is it like a DreamWorks?
DreamWorks, yeah, they do the How to Train Your Dragon stuff. But then also the Fantastic Beasts.
Interesting. Yeah. I guess they run out of space in Universal Studios, so they just need to open a new one.
Yeah. And I think they're being very smart about having the Harry Potter stuff at all three parks, because I think that's like their big draw.
Yeah.
So then people are going to have to get like the multi-pass to go to all three of them.
I know. They already have the water parks too. The Volcano Bay.
Yeah, true.
Yeah. Oh, well. Well, I mean, That's gonna be the future of Orlando. I mean, it already is, but they're still gonna open more parks.
Yeah, I'm interested to see it. I want to go to the Star Wars one when it's open in Orlando.
Mm-hmm.
So we can probably make a trip of it to go to this one too when we do that.
Yeah. Okay.
Because they're both in development.
Okay.
Although, let's be honest, I'm way more excited about the Star Wars.
Oh, yeah. You want to become a Jedi.
I do want to become a Jedi.
Do I have to become a Jedi too?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. We'll both become a Jedi.
And that's it for the Trevor and Ava Report. And that's all for this episode of Trevor and Ava Save the World. What do you want to tell the people, Ava?
Thank you for listening, and remember to make the world a better place. Bye.